This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salam and hello. I've had enough of the mainstream media, particularly, but not only, when it comes to talking about events in Palestine and attacks on the people of Gaza, the West Bank, and Jerusalem. So what I've decided to do is every so often launch and give you an alternative news bulletin. These are going to be taken from Reuters, AFP, Sky News, all the mainstream bulletins, but they're going to be tipped on their head, you might think. But actually, they're going to be presented in a way that is factual and truthful. So let's kick off with what happened this week, shall we? This is from Reuters' website. Israel launched what it called preemptive strikes on Friday against what it anticipated would be an Islamic Jihad attack meant to avenge the arrest of a leader of the group in the occupied West Bank. There is so much opinion in that, that it can't even be called news, yet here it is, on the source that everyone from Al Jazeera to BBC in the UK, across the world, you will be seeing the same headlines taken from this news source. Let's break that down. Israel launched what it called preemptive strikes. That means nothing has been done against Israel, but they're launching just-in-case strikes. You know, sorry to kill your kids, but just in case somebody in your area was thinking that they had a right to avenge something we've kicked off, we're going to kill your kids. Okay with that. That's preemptive. Nothing has been done to you. It's not a reaction. It's just getting ahead of the game, getting ahead of the whole killing thing. Let's just win at killing. Then it says that the IDF anticipated an Islamic Jihad attack. Why would Islamic Jihad be attacking Israel at this particular moment? Oh, because they might be meant to avenge the arrest of a leader of their group, Bassem al-Sadi. So that means that Israel has gone in, grabbed somebody, stirred things up, and then said, right, just in case you're all thinking of actually having a go at us for what we've stirred up, we're going to kill some more of you just to calm things down. Here we go again. The militant Zionist state of Israel pounding what is left of the rubble of the Gaza Strip. This is last week. This is the fifth war on the Gaza Strip in 15 years. One of the saddest tweets I saw this week was a journalist on the ground who said, I've got a new baby daughter called Sarah. This is her first war, just a few weeks old. What even is that? And please don't pretend on the one hand that you're weeping over Ukraine if you can't weep equally over a five-year-old being pulled from rubble in the Gaza Strip because you think somehow it's complicated. The death of a child is not complex. It's only complex if you are racist or a white supremacist and you really don't care about Arab death and Muslim death because you think, hey, they probably deserve it. Let me ask you this. Just realize this. 41% of the Gaza Strip are children aged 14 and under. It's one of the most populated areas in the whole world, and there are 2.2 million people crammed into an area. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it's under siege, so they can't leave. It's like shooting fish in a bucket when Israel bombs them. But hey, preemptive strikes, got to make sure nobody on the other side gets hurt. Well, the mainstream news channel, it shows a car. I can hardly, you know, bear the humanity of it. There's a car that's missing its bumper in an attack in Tel Aviv. I mean, it wasn't an attack. It was something that the Iron Dome had picked up coming from Gaza as a reaction to a grabbing of somebody illegally in an occupied area and then preemptive death. And then Gazans had... The Gazan Islamic Jihad presumably had thrown some of what they had over to Israel and they destroyed it. And a little bit had fallen on Tel Aviv. Can't bear it. For many reasons, I can't bear it. Thank you. That was the news.